boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So a couple months ago, I had a mouse that was loose in my house, and I'm still paying for the trauma months later because I had a moment this morning that I panicked that a mouse was in the house again.
I feel you. I have the exact same trauma.
Oh, because it's disgusting. It's that time of year. The weather's changing.
Is it because the cats were acting up?
No, but it is my cat's fault.
Oh, because if the dog starts sniffing weird, I'm like, oh God, here we go again.
There's
mouse.
A creature in here.
But no, it's just I dropped a Cheeto earlier.
No. Well, because to give you a little backstory, when that mouse was in my house months ago, part of the terror that ensued was I put a cooking mitt, like an oven mitt on, and the mouse was in the oven mitt, and I chucked it across my kitchen. It was horrifying, disgusting. It gives
he
me the willies.
He kissed your hand.
Yes.
And didn't turn into a prince.
No.
I mean, the audacity.
Didn't even take me on a date first. What I did this morning was I put on my tennis shoes, okay?
The audacity of that mouse.
Seriously. I grabbed these shoes out of my closet, and I keep my closet door shut all the time. Otherwise, my cats hide in there. I grab my tennis shoes, I bring them out into my bedroom, and I'm putting them on, and I put my foot in, and something's in my shoe. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go again, except this time, this mouse has a foot thing.
It's got a foot fetish.
It's got a foot thing.
So it's all your feet pics online.
I squealed. I pulled my foot out, and I'm like, oh, God, I have to. What do I do? Do I look? Do I dump it out? Because
dump
then
it
if
out.
I dump it out, where's the mouse going to go? And then it's the beginning of the end again. So I dump it out. It's a cat spring.
Oh.
How did it get in there? I have no idea. Which one of my cats is dropping springs into my shoe? I don't know. But when I tell you, my heart dropped to my butt in that moment because I thought it was a mouse in my shoe.
You know what? You just unlocked a new fear, honestly, for me, that I'm going to have to start checking my shoes. Because you ever hear, like, down south that they always have to check their shoes because of, like, tarantulas
yeah.
or scorpions or things like that? My aunt lives down south, and she's like, no, that's a serious thing. We really have to check our shoes. They'd be
in
there.
I believe it.
No, you unlocked a new mirror.
Well, the sensation
I thought we
of,
in the Midwest were fine.
No, the sensation of your toe touching something mysterious in your shoe. I don't wish it on my worst enemy.
And then for it to still not have the audacity to turn into a prince.
No, or like pay me the foot fee. You know?
What is going on? Why are we serving salad for breakfast? Is this like a new health trend I don't know about? Like, I know we're really into protein. Me too. But, like, salad for breakfast, is that, like, a new health trend?
I reject this idea already.
Because one of our coworkers, Julie, was telling us that she had went to breakfast, and the server kept saying, oh, my God, you have to have the salad. She's like, oh, but fruit sounds great. She goes, no. The salad will be perfect for breakfast. So she did, and she said it was fantastic. It was the best decision the server could have told her. I go to breakfast this morning. I get coffee and I'm like, oh, an avocado toast sounds fantastic.
Ooh, I do love that.
But served with that avocado toast was a massive side salad. Tomatoes on top. I got some dressing to go with it. But I just was like, this is a little odd before 11 a.m. to have a salad. What is going on? What do people know that I don't know?
Well, it's not even breakfast themed. I thought you were going to say there's like eggs on top,
ew.
Which not that I subscribe to that because that sounds kind of gross, but.
Unless I was supposed to put that on top of my avocado toast, but I'm telling you, the avocado toast was already loaded with avocado and onion. I didn't feel like I needed to put a whole freaking salad on top of it.
I'm sorry. I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have cinnamon rolls and French toast.
Where's my pancakes and my waffles and my bad
things? Carbs. Let's get to it. Where are the carbs?
That's for breakfast, baby.
The greens are to sit in the fridge and rot.
Where you think you're going to be healthy, but you're never actually going to be healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I think it's important to acknowledge and admit the weird ways that you like to be snacking.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you don't even realize it. Because I feel like I've never really thought about my weird candy habits specifically until last night when I saw this TikTok user. Her name is Liz Wisdom. And she posted a video talking about her nightly M&M ritual because this queen ends every day by eating a handful of M&Ms, to which I support, obviously. Why not end the day on a happy note? But she has specific rules. It's a ritual. It really is. So she's like, I'm going to explain it to you. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, just please scroll because you're not going to understand. So she explains that in her M&M ritual, she will grab a small handful. And in that handful, it must include a yellow M&M. At least one. One yellow. Then from there, she will eat them in the order of darkest M&Ms to the lightest. Mm-hmm. So probably the brown, then the blue, the red, whatever. Ending with yellow, of course. The first couple, she'll nibble with her front teeth to just get the coating off, the candy coating, and then we'll eat the chocolate inside. Then she'll chew some as normal. Then she does the same thing with her back teeth where she kind of nibbles the mm-hmm. coating off. And then she said she eats the last one, which is the yellow one, and she just lets it melt in her mouth.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and yes. This is her enjoyable, like, ritual for eating M&Ms. And people in the comments, there are some people that are like, okay, weirdo, like, why don't you just eat some M&Ms? And then there are people that are like, well, I kind of do this with, like, this type of candy. I can name, like, five.
Yeah, same.
I do this kind of, not maybe as thought out ritual, with peanut butter M&Ms. I can't eat a peanut butter M&M normally. I always crack the coating off.
Because you want to see the nut?
Yeah.
I knew you wanted to.
The peanut butter ball on the inside, it's the best. I could just eat a spoonful of peanut butter, but why would I do that? Mm-hmm. Skittles, I have a color thing. I will always save the red for last because it's my favorite.
Okay.
So I'll eat everything but the red. And then Twizzlers, again, not super thought out, but pull and peel, I follow that. No biting into the Twizzler for the pull and peel. That's wrong. But with that, at least one of the strings, I'll always roll up into like a cinnamon roll. And eat it like that. I don't know why, because it's just fun.
One of my favorite, it's funny because I didn't even come up with this myself. You know the chocolates around like Christmas time, Ferrero
Rocher's?
Okay. I actually stole this from Adrienne Bailong from Cheetah Girls. Okay. I don't know if she still has a YouTube channel, but I would love watching her YouTube channel. And she said that she would take the candy and she would, because there's several layers to it, chocolate. She would do each chocolate individually. So she would be like nibbling like a little munchkin, right? Or a little like squirrel, whatever. And she would do each layer for like one layer, then the next layer, and the next layer. And because I saw that, I now do the exact same thing. I can't eat. I can't just toss that thing in my mouth. Like, that's no. Layer by layer. I also do the same thing with Kit Kats. And I know.
Okay.
You've been listening to the show for the last couple days. You know that Taylor's giving me crap because I said Kit Kats are not that good. But clearly, I'm starting to really prove that I'm a liar because I keep admitting to eating Kit Kats.
I think you're literally just rage baiting me at this point.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I'm pretty positive that the University of Iowa is going to be hiring the two of us.
Just a couple tunas.
The two of us. Because we're freaking scientists over here. Oh, we got breath-breaking, what?
You're off, Jesus. Yeah, this is not.
This convincing. Isn't part of the resume.
No, it's not.
We're up to some shenanigans. We got a scientific experiment on our Z102.9 Facebook page. You really do got to go there. Because part of the scientific experiment is looking at a photo.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to know. What do you notice first in that photo? Comment. And then the science begins.
The science begins because there was a whole ordeal yesterday that you, Destiny, lost your favorite pen. Okay. And it became everybody's problem.
It did.
Harassing who stole it. Who's hiding it from me.
She's not wrong.
It was a whole thing. I was a victim. Spencer from 1600 ESPN was a victim. So after a while, you eventually made neighbor man, your boyfriend, drive home from work.
Mm-hmm.
To look and see if the pen was at home. Thank God, by the grace of all that is good and holy, that pen was at home. Because I don't know what we would have done if you couldn't find that pen. And he sent you a picture to prove that he found the pen. And it's in good hands. So you send that picture in a group chat with me and Spencer to say, oopsie, sorry for harassing you guys all day. And in that photo, why does he look like Darth Vader? That's the first thing that I noticed. And if you look at the photo, don't let this sway your opinion, but Man's got a whole helmet on. Like, I know neighbor man, he is anonymous on this radio program.
He is.
I know it's. I know what he looks like. Okay, it's not a secret from me. It's not a secret from Spencer. Why does he look like Darth Vader holding up a pink pen? So I literally, I think you sent the picture, and I was sitting over here, and I said, "What's wrong with him?
Why is he wearing the helmet? What's happening?
What's the story here?"
After you say that, not even 30 seconds later, then Spencer pops into the group chat, and he goes, Yay, glad you found the pin. Does not comment on the helmet or the fact that he looks like Darth Vader. Nothing. So then we're like, do you notice anything? And he goes, what?
About the pin?
What do you mean? It took like 20 minutes for this dude to finally realize that neighbor man is wearing a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, okay, does Spencer have like man eyes? Like, what's happening here? I then take that same exact photo. I show his producer, Isaac, and I said, what do you notice about this photo? And he goes, why is he holding up a pen?
What?
Is it like a dude thing to just expect other dudes to walk around in helmets? Or
I don't know.
It's a mutual respect. They think that, I don't know, like that he was on the go. Because also Neighborman's not like a motorcycle guy. He's not known around here as like the guy who shows up with a helmet.
No.
As far as I know.
No, I don't. What? I'm so confused how the bros can look past that and all they cared about was the pen. My brain can't figure that one out.
I don't know if it's because it was pink. I don't know. Or they just simply don't care. I mean, you know, people are always like,
whatever was the brightest color in the photo, and they're like, pink.
Yeah. <That's it. laughs> I'm going to take it as a good thing. You know, when people are like, guys, like, why do we try so hard for guys? Because they don't even notice anything.
They didn't even notice him wearing a helmet.
I could show up with a helmet, and he'd probably be like, you look so pretty today, babe.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I, like everybody else, am really happy to see the sun's out and shining. We had a little meeting outside earlier to enjoy some sunshine. But what nobody wants to talk about when things heat up here in little old Iowa is the stenches that also be defrosting, okay?
What are you talking about?
It's the stinkiest time of year. Can I just tell you, I don't know what it is. The last couple of days, on my commute on 380, right as you're leaving town, like past the, I don't know, the interchange that you can go towards like Tama or Kirkwood.
You know what
I'm talking about? Right past that for like, I don't know, a good mile or two, it smells like straight butt, okay? It's disgusting. It smells like toilet. It did yesterday morning.
And what kind of butt? Like number two?
Nasty.
Okay.
Nasty.
Okay.
On my way into work, I was like, oh gosh. Like, you always first think like, is that coming from my car?
And
I'm like,
no. I thought you were saying, is that coming from my butt?
No. Okay. No. No. That would be concerning if I didn't know.
I literally thought that's what you were going to say next.
No.
You can't tell me you listening didn't also think that that's what she was going to say next, because we all did. Everybody in the room was raising their hand.
No, my car. I always think like, oh my gosh, is like my tire burning out? Is something happening to my car? I'm like, no, that's like a smell that doesn't come from a car. And then same thing when I was driving home last night. It still was stank up in there. It's the 380 stank zone. What's it coming from?
Your butt, apparently.
No, it's not. It is not. I'm literally just a girl. Sicko.
I'm sorry. I can't be serious now. If you were on Collins last night and there was that one car that was really just irritating you, maybe you honked a couple times, gave them the middle finger. Hi, I'm that car. Thanks for the finger.
Okay.
Thanks for the honk.
You could have remained anonymous if you really wanted to.
I didn't mean to cause a problem on Collins, but it happened. So, I should have listened to you, Taylor, when you told me my car sounded like there was a hamster running on a hamster wheel.
Okay, and listen, no judgment, because I have been a girl who has plenty of my own car issues.
Yeah,
so, it came from a place of loving, like, do you know this is what your car sounds like? I walked out of the building one day, and it sounded like your car was running on hamster power. And by that, I mean a little hamster was in the front end of your vehicle running on a wheel powering that thing. It sounded bad.
Best description I've ever heard of what a car sounded like. I feel like you could have called the auto car.
They would know exactly what
they'd
that
meant. They'd be like, oh, yeah, that's the battery or the alternator or whatever they call it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm on Collins. I'm trying to head home. And all of a sudden... Oh, I had my music blaring, but I'm like, something in me tells me I should probably turn that down. And I'm glad I did because something didn't sound right. And then all of a sudden, it was like power goes out. My car went whoosh and then dead. And then I get an alert and it's the battery like light. The emoji is like flashing. Mm. And then I'm getting like this alert of some sort. It says system. I don't remember, override something. I don't know. I was scared. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, okay, I'll just get, I was in a lane. I was like, well, I'll just get myself out of this lane because this is a problem for traffic. There's mm-hmm. people behind me. They'd like to go, clearly, because they're honking at me.
Right.
So I put my hazards on, but then I don't know what's wrong with the car. I'm letting the mechanic deal with it today. The power steering went out, so it wouldn't let me turn. Mm-hmm. And also because the car just went, it wouldn't go. So I had to put it in main neutral. I put the Prindle in neutral and then slowly but surely just had to kink the thing over to get me to the side of the road. I still don't really know what's going on. I just know that all of a sudden more emojis kept lighting up and things got really scary.
Can I ask the one most important question? What? I hope you know the answer to it.
Yeah.
What song were you listening to when
Yeah, so I'm the idiot whose car had a problem on Collins last night. Sorry if I caused some traffic. Mm. I don't really know what happened. I just know it went vroom and power stopped working and the battery emoji popped up and I couldn't, power steering wasn't working anymore. I'm letting the mechanic deal with it today, mm-hmm. okay? But I do know. And when all these alerts were happening, I got that emoji. I got the one with the squiggly line and the exclamation point. I got...
It's never good when the exclamation point
pops up. That's what I'm saying. Then I got one that looked like the car maybe was like...
on sliding off the road.
Yeah. You know that emoji,
yeah,
girl.
I've been there.
I got that one. And then I was getting other alerts like system override, system failing, system... Bleh. I don't know. Sound like me when I've had one too many drinks, you know?
Yeah.
So I was getting all these alerts. And normally when the car, any car I've ever had, has a problem or just dies on me, I always call my dad. Mm-hmm. If I'm on the side of the road, I'm like, Daddy, what do I do? But I didn't call him last night. No, I feel like I'm growing up because I called neighbor man.
Oh.
I called him and I'm like, what are we doing? What's happening? I should have just called my dad because he's like, well, what are the alerts? And I'm telling him, he goes, hold on, I'm Google searching them.
Oh. Okay, you know what? I can't hate.
I just feel like our dads know the alerts, though. Or if they don't, they are definitely not admitting to Google searching. But I thought it was so funny that he was like, hold on, I got to Google search. It's fine. I'm great. I'm appreciative that he helped me and calmed me down. But I thought it was really funny. He's like, hold on, I got to Google search, baby.
I mean, maybe that's how our dads got to be...
Where they're at now.
The all-knowing beings. I don't know. Because you know what you could have done is you probably could have Googled
I wouldn't do it either. No, because anytime my car has a problem, I'm telling you, I literally go dumb. I'm like, oh, I don't even know how
I'm
to breathe.
I'm just a baby.
Both neighbor man and the mechanic have decided I'm not allowed to call the mechanic ever again.
I can't decide if this is like the best thing ever or like, did you mess up that bad?
Yes.
Oh,
I did. Well, earlier this week, we already talked about how I messed up because when I had called.
Yes.
I think I had called Monday to schedule an oil appointment. But also, first off, let me start this. I told neighbor man I was going to call. And I said, hey, I know we also have that weird sound in the car.
Hamster wheel.
The hamster wheel. What do I say so he knows that he needs to look at that too without having to describe it as a hamster because that is going to make me look stupid, yeah. Okay? He goes, you're going to say we need an oil change and a tune-up. So I listened to him.
A tune-up, okay.
I listened to the man. I called and I said, we need an oil change, we need a tune-up. And that's when the mechanic goes, cool, what's the car? What year, what age, what number, what VIN number, what this, what blood type, what social security number? And I'm like, I don't know anything about this car. It's white. Does that tell you?
Didn't prep you on the rest.
Smells nice inside.
Well, that's debatable.
So, I was supposed to have the appointment at 9 a.m. this morning. Not drop the car off last night, but because it broke down, it started back up one more time. And it was like, you either get it to the mechanic or, well, you're doomed. So, we drove it to the mechanic, got it there literally again before the power steering went out once more, and just dropped it off. So, they didn't know it was going to be there overnight until the mechanics arrived this morning. They're like, oh, her car's here. That's cool. Wasn't supposed to be here till 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They did the oil change, but nothing else. Neighbor man calls them today and goes, hey, just wanted to let you know we dropped the car off. And they're like, yeah, we already got the oil change. You're good to pick it up. And he goes, well, you know, there's more wrong with the car. And the mechanic goes, well, she didn't tell us to look at more wrong with the car. So neighbor man told me I'm not allowed to talk to them ever again because apparently I didn't use the right wording to tell the mechanics to also listen to the hamster wheel problem that was going on in the car.
Okay. Like, I hate to, like, take your side on this.
Thank you.
Because how did they get it in there? If you couldn't,
literally,
how did they start it up to get it in there? How did they, part two, how did they start it up and not hear that hamster just running on that wheel?
That's what I'm saying. Neighbor man said that they had said something to him on the phone and they were like, yeah, you might want to get a new battery and things aren't sounding right. I'm sorry. If it's not sounding right and there's a battery, you should probably look into it.
But I guess they don't look because they don't want to charge you for something you didn't ask for.
That is true.
But to me, it sounds like you win. You don't have to call anymore.
I know. Thank God. What more can I screw up? My dentist appointments, my doctor appointments. I'll keep going.
Bills, taxes.
So if you heard the debacle earlier, I had a problem with my car.
Probably several problems.
So we took it in and the mechanics looked at it today. But what I love, love, love about my auto place that I go to is that they don't call me to tell me what's wrong with the car. Nah, nah, nah. Because they know I'm too stupid. No, I don't think it's that. I think that they know that this is the best way to do it for literally anybody.
Oh, it's overwhelming to have them rattle off all those things and be like, wait, what did you just say?
I know, because you rattle off like 10 things, and I'm like, okay, well, which one do I actually need to fix? This place, they got to figure it out, okay? They'll text you, and they send you a link, all right? And they break it down by one service being performed, which is the oil change I had earlier, 22 past inspections, meaning, I don't know, I passed things.
Sounds good.
Works for me. Then I have three required future attention, meaning it doesn't have to happen right now, but like we should probably get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have five required immediate action. Ooh. But what I like about this is that they write out everything about like what's wrong with the car. And then if you're like, yeah, but does it really need to be fixed? They also attach a YouTube video of like why it would be really important for you to fix this.
Mm-hmm. I love it because it's like a report card for your car, like a behavior chart.
Yes.
Green is good. Red is bad.
Yes. And then you've got me who's like, well, yeah, I don't really, I know you put it on the red and I like technically need to get it fixed. I'm like, well, do I have to? And they're like, no, how about you watch that video?
Yeah.
You probably should.
Yeah. Are you going to watch the video?
No.
No? No? So it's real worth it.
You know, unplugging from your phone can look like so many different things. Of course, it could be fun, right? Like, doing your favorite crafts, coloring, cross-stitching, scrapbooking.
Going outside, biking, walking. It's beautiful out, so there's a million. Reading a book on the porch.
Rock hunting, things like that. But also, unplugging from your phone can look like other things as well. It's also listening to Z102.9, today's hit music. Hello, that's not using your phone. That's definitely unplugging. But also, it's doing things that doesn't sound like fun, but is still away from your phone, aka what I was doing last night. I was organizing my cross stitch. So if you don't know a whole lot about cross stitching, you follow a design off of like a piece of paper is the best way to put it. It's like written out for you. It's designed out for you. So I have all these designs, these cross stitching patterns that I have, but they're not organized. So last night, I feel so old and so cool. I got filing cabinet folder thingamajiggers. And then I labeled them bright spring, fall, summer, 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day. And that's what I did to unplug. Couldn't even tell you when I picked up my phone last night because I was doing that for hours.
Nice. I mean, if that makes you excited.
You probably had a way more fun night unplugging.
See, I'm the opposite. I sound like a toddler. I spent the night doing my stickering books. I'm becoming a stickering snob because I finished one of my stickering books and I started a second one. And I don't like this one as much because it's not as good of quality. That's my toddler unplugging. And then my old lady, like old timey unplugging activity recently, has been making bread. Girl, I'm about to live off the grid. I am going to start making my own bread. I'm going to make my own butter and nobody's going to know where I live anymore. I am going.
You're
going to
start
school.
Churning the butter?
I feel like that's where I'm headed. I'm having so much fun.
Once you start churning, I'll be there.
Okay.
That sounds like a fun time.
I know. Homemade butter?
Are you kidding me? Yes, I'll be there. No joke.
Okay, I'm going to order this. What is it called? A churn?
I think so.
Look on the internet.
Okay, well, anyways, we're trying to unplug. We're trying to use our phones less. We've just been doom scrolling way too much on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, things like that. So if you want to join us by unplugging a little bit more from your phone, we've actually got a fun chart so you can keep track of all the hours you spend off of your phone.
Yeah, and a new one will be coming out in May, but you can start the one that's out right now. It's on KZIA.com or the free Z1 2.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Something weird's happening on TikTok. Fake trees.
You ever seen one?
A fake tree? I don't know.
Oh, okay. So when I lived in Columbia, Missouri, for a while, like 6 months, it was like a fake tree. It took me a while, but I had noticed that they had like a tower of some sort. I think it was for like cell service or something.
Okay.
And they put fake things around it to make it look like a tree. It was in fact a cell tower or a power or something. I don't know because I don't know the difference between them all. But I could tell. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not a tree.
Okay, that's crazy.
I don't know that we have any here. I haven't seen them yet. Otherwise, we're really disguising them.
But I don't know.
I'm telling you, I saw in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, that's insane. Thank you for blowing my mind. not exactly what's going on TikTok. The idea of these fake trees is that they are like a simulation, okay? I don't have a lot of answers for this. It's really strange. This user, I Scare Dads, which is questionable, has gone viral because he's been making videos that he's like really weirded out by this one specific tree in his yard. So there's two kind of close together in what looks to be his front or backyard. And he says, that one on the left, I know that tree. That's a real tree. I grew up in this area, but the one next to it, not real. That's not a real tree. It's not in any of my childhood photos. It doesn't show up on Google Maps. I don't like it.
What?
On top of that, he feels like the fake tree is getting closer to him. So he's saying that he went out and he measured how far the tree was from the fence.
Okay.
And that it was 377 feet away. And then he went out the next morning because he was like, oh my God, the tree looks like it's moving closer. And it was 345 feet away. There are now videos of him like every single day. He's freaking out. It looks closer. It's coming closer to me. He's yelling at people who are walking through his neighborhood like, watch out, that tree's not real. And I can't tell if he's being serious or not because the more that I watch, the more that I'm like, why do I low-key believe you?
I'm telling you, I saw the towers.
So you think it's a power tower?
It was either for cell service or power. I don't remember, but I remember it was tall and then had... It was square around the top and it had pointy things. This is not helping at all. But
no.
But the pole, they tried to hide it like a tree. And it was that top that I was like, "What? That's not a tree. But I can tell."
He did say that there's no birds. He never sees any birds going into it.
All right. Well, then that's what I'm saying.
I think you need to get up in those comments. You might have just solved it for everybody.
Does he live in Columbia, Missouri?
Dude, I don't know. I have no idea.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I've been keeping a secret from you, Taylor, about our grad crashers for the last several hours. It's been killing me and I cannot believe I can finally tell you.
What?
If you don't know, by the way, we're going to be crashing grad parties in Eastern Iowa. If you have a grad in your house and you want us to come crash it, hit us up, KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. We can't make them to them all, but we are going to make it to some.
Yeah, we just need to know where they are, when they are, who's the grad. I just am like, what could you possibly know that I don't know?
That we got invited to a graduation party via snail mail.
No way!
I know. Oh, I know. I have the invitation for you. I just thought it was so cool. We've been asking people to submit, and still, please do, at kzia.com or the free Z102.9 app. But somebody sent us the invite via snail mail. They found our address. They found our names. And they sent it to us.
Well, not even just that. This is a joint party.
I know.
This is four high school grads.
I know. It's going to be lit.
Oh, my God. See, you know what this is? Oh, this is making me feel real important because people do this on TikTok. They send stuff to, like, their favorite fast food restaurants.
I know.
And, like, beauty brands and stuff. And then they get free stuff. However, we don't have...
What are we supposed to send them? Well wishers. I don't know. We ain't got nothing, dude. I got a card. I'll write some inspiring things.
We send a card back to their card, and then we start a card train.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
That's really all we can provide. I love this. This is so cool.
Did it say we're going to bring Tupperware? Because I'm telling you, if there's some good food at your graduation party, I'm bringing Tupperware.
Come on now,
you're going to have leftovers anyways.
That part might have gotten lost in the mail.
Do you really want to be eating Maidrites for three more weeks after? No, so I'll help you.
You know who does? We do, and we will.
Can I be honest about why I love those girls' sweat squads so much?
Do it.
Is that we're never going to hound you or be strict about, well, you haven't posted this week, or... where you been? You know, if anything, it's always like, oh my God, hey, that's awesome. Congrats. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. I'm gonna be honest with you. Been on kind of a dump lately. And I have. And I haven't felt like going to the gym.
Yeah.
I packed the bag, and then honestly, the head gets in the way and I just don't feel like going. But you know what I know? Is that no one's gonna make me feel bad about it in those girls' sweat squad. I went today and I was nervous. My anxiety got the best of me. I'm like, somebody's gonna say something. No, why would I even think that? No one has ever done that.
No, because one thing about those girls' sweat squad is that we get that life sometimes gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the whole point is to just cheer each other on and encourage you to celebrate the wins that you do have and give you ideas of how you can move in other ways that maybe you wouldn't think before. There's a lot of people getting out and going for walks. The Trashmore walkers are back out. So we're just celebrating any sort of sweating, because if you sweat, it counts as a workout.
It does. It does. So if you were like, I don't know if those girls' sweat squad is for me. I don't want to be hounded if I did or didn't work out. It is never going to be like that. It is always positive vibes, and we want to see you in that group.
You can use it to post your sweaty selfies, to track your progress, to share your wins, your fails, your struggles, anything you want. It is a private group, so just search those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook, and then hit request to join, and we'll get you in just a couple minutes. Question, what are our future ancestors and relatives and people who come after us? What memorabilia are they going to have to look through? I bring this up because last night my parents were going through some of my grandma's like photo albums and frames and photo boxes. And of course they're sending pictures of like, oh, my dad when he was little and all these crazy pictures I've never seen before. And as they're sending them, I'm thinking to myself, we don't do that anymore. We don't print photos. We don't do like... mm-mm. Camera, disposable cameras like that, and have like physical photos anymore. Maybe from our childhoods, but like from high school on, I don't know about you, I don't have printed photos like that. So I think, okay, like if I ever had kids or my nieces and nephews or whoever comes after me, what are they going to look through? Are they going to look through my iCloud? Because that's scary.
No.
What do you mean?
They're going to look on your TikTok. They're going to look on your Instagram.
Okay.
They're going to be like, oh, did she do the Renegade?
Good thing I did not do the
You
Renegade.
Didn't? Can you imagine? But that's what they're going to do. They're going to be like, oh my God, let's look at their TikTok. Let's look at their YouTube, you know, things like that.
Oh my God.
I mean, maybe there won't be TikTok around by then. I don't know, but there will be another source or.
Like those, the archive?
The internet is always around,
that,
right?
That's true.
So they're going to be looking at that and they're going to be like, oh my God, my mom did a get ready with me with a get ready headband. Or, oh my God, my dad was doing the Renegade. You know, like things like that.
Oh my God, I'm terrified. I'm going to scrub my entire internet personality.
Somebody's out in Marion with the bumper sticker on their car and about yanked it off your car because I wanted it so bad.
Oh.
Don't worry. I left it. But I needed it. Because honestly, this is a bumper sticker that both you and I need in our life, Taylor.
Okay.
You know how like your parents would have a bumper sticker or a car sticker of some sort when you were in school that said like honor roll student or my kid's a volleyball star or they're number 42 on the football team. My parents never have that. But
my parents don't like stickers on their cars. But the sentiment was there.
I'm starting to think we weren't loved.
Well, I'm like, they had nothing to be proud of.
I know.
Dang it.
Okay, well, this is why I definitely think you and I need this, because it will help our childhood trauma. Okay, because our parents didn't have those stickers.
Yeah.
Because we weren't successful.
Yeah, we had nothing.
This car had, my child is not an honor roll student. She is a cat.
I love.
We need that.
I do.
I need that sticker. One, it will help my childhood trauma of not getting that attention at all.
Uh-huh.
But two, I mean, come on. But I'm going to have to add cats. Because I got 20.
I know,
because
we have two. We have more than one cat. Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
I don't know whose car that is, but that was a great sticker.
I feel like that just healed something in me.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
What is something that you could totally name five or more of if you got put on the spot? Because, well, I'm not going to ask you to do that, but I am going to ask you to think of what it is, because it could be the answer. So let's get quizzical. 16% of American adults are able to name five or more of these. What are they?
You could put me to the test. Once we get to guesses,
okay.
I'll see. We'll see.
All right.
This might be humiliating.
It will be. Okay. I'll tell you that.
You can text in your guest 319-200-1029. Five is actually kind of a lot.
You're smart, but you're not
that of anything. I don't know. I'm also bad when I'm put on the spot. Freeze up.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you give me a time limit. You're like, 20 seconds or less. Name five or whatever.
Yeah, no way. Not at all.
I heard 20 seconds, and after that, I blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
16% of American adults are able to name five or more of these. What are they?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
16% of adults are able to name five or more of these. What are they?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 3729 said football players.
I'll try to legitimately do it. Simone Biles' husband.
Okay.
Travis Taylor. Oh, shoot. Travis. What's his last name? Kelsey. I was like, what's his last name? The other Kelsey, but he's not a player anymore. So
well,
does that count?
Yeah, I think that counts.
Okay.
If you're saying football player of any time.
Oh, okay. Well, then the one guy who's now a news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Is he on Good Morning America?
Oh, I thought you were thinking about Tom Brady.
That guy?
Not on Good Morning America.
No, but the other guy who's on Good Morning America.
I don't know. No idea. Probably, yes.
That's it. That's all I got. Okay. Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Lauren says Kardashians. All right. Go, queen.
Kourtney, Kim, Khloe. Do we count Kylie and Kendall? They're technically Jenners.
I would.
We have Kris. Then we, I suppose we have to move to the kids.
Oh, yes.
Because there's not. Oh, Rob Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Rob Sr. Then you have North. West, I guess. You have True. You have
you're cut off. Chicago. You already way too many.
You have Psalm.
You know way too many.
That moment right there, that was just a moment of clarity of how twisted my priorities are. Yikes. 2004 said state capitals.
Remember we did a test on that school?
Yeah, I think it was third grade. Test, and I think I would still really struggle with that. Yeah,
dude, that was third grade. That should have been higher in like my education. But also, I can give you the state song, though. How about that?
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. State capitals are so confusing because it's always like, I feel like it's one thing and it's yes. not. It's the other one.
Uh-huh.
Like Texas. I have like six options in my brain right now. Is it Dallas? Is it Austin?
I thought it was Austin.
I don't know.
Stand by. What is
no
it?
Idea. What I know is Des Moines. And, well, beyond that.
Austin is the capital of Texas. Sweet. We are idiots.
It's hard. Also, sorry.
16% of American adults are able to name five or more of these. What is it? Apparently not us.
I think we can confidently say we do not make that list for state capitals. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in like 3 minutes.
Promise we won't try to name state capitals again because we suck.
No, it's painful.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on
Z102.9. Can you name five or more of this? Well, the question is, 16% of American adults are able to name five or more of these. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
dinosaurs. 16% of American adults are able to name five or more dinos. All right, queen, you told me I'd put you up to the test. Let's go.
Pterodactyl.
Dang, I think that's right. You're asking the
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
That's not true. Is that true?
T-Rex.
Oh, well, then why don't you just call it a T-Rex?
Because I'm trying to be smart.
No, okay, that's come on. Two. There's no way
Pterodactyl, T-Rex, Stegosaurus.
That's not right.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm just going to keep arguing with you and saying that's not right.
Well, now I'm going to start.
Isn't there
a Triceratops?
Yeah. Where are we at? I think is we're at three four? Or four. I don't know.
I think that's four.
Come on. One more. One more. Ming Mama Proud. Let's go. Godzilla.
I have no idea.
What'd you just say? What's Godzilla. The guy from Rugrats? There was a dino in that one. Come on. Help us out.
Oh my God. It was fake. It's a cartoon. I have no idea.
You literally suck.
Hang on.
She's going to Google search it. Stand by while she Google searches.
Spinosaurus. We have a Velociraptor.
Velociraptor! That was the one from Rugrats.
A chicken?
What?
You mean to tell me is a chicken is a dinosaur?
What? I'm sorry. What are you saying over there?
A chicken is a dinosaur.
What are you saying?
Is this real...
What are you saying?
Okay, am I getting punked? Is a chicken a dinosaur?
What are you talking
because
about?
Because I Googled types of dinosaurs, and on Google it says Spinosaurus, Velociraptor, Brachiosaurus, Tyrannosaurus Rex, and then at the bottom it says a chicken. Somebody, I'm calling the police.
I think we've
unlocked something really important.
No, I think you had a really good fun 420.
Is a chicken a dinosaur?
Yes or no?
There's no way.
Yes.
No, there's not.
They are classified as modern avian dinosaurs.
No.
No, I did not learn this in science.
Chicken.
It's not a dinosaur.
Technically it is, I guess.
Says who?
The internet.
Thank
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.